Hi, this is Tiffany Black for Blind Cool Tech and my nice brand spanking new podcast, Blind Crafts. And I am in a crazy mood tonight, so I thought I would show you what the insides of a music box are like. What I'm holding in my hand is a music box. It's a music box for Tenderly. It's about 2.5 by 3 inches by 1 inch. And if you lie it on its back, there's a T-bar key that's sticking up out of, I have it was at the bottom left-hand corner. I have a sticky pad. It's a double-sided sticky pad thing with, I have it already stuck down onto the music box, but I left the other side of the wax paper on the top so that the sticky doesn't get all messed up with lint and things like that. So, I'm going to turn it over. There's a plastic lid that keeps all the insides clear from getting batting or whatever caught up in them, or dust. I'm going to pull it off, and it just pulls off really easily. Okay, what are we in here? There's a little fan thing that I guess, my best guess is that it is to conduct the sound better or something. I have no idea what that part does. And there's sort of a big metal thing where I think all the gears are. Yeah, it's directly up from the winder, so I think that's where that all those gears are inside. Those are all. I've got the T-bar facing down, and it's on the bottom right-hand side now towards me. And those go along the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, directly in front of me, is a probably about a quarter, the size of a, maybe the size of a penny in diameter. And about maybe 3/4 of an inch long. Sort of a little barrel thing, kind of a roll thing with a whole bunch of teeny weeny little bumps all over it. And directly in front of that is a whole bunch of tiny little metal strips. And they, if you run your nail across them, it's kind of sounds interesting. What happens is that those little bumps on the metal roll thing will, when I wind this up, they start rolling back towards me, and they pick up these little metal things that are tuned to the right notes, and that's what makes the music box play. So anyways, that's what the inside of a music box is all about. I hope that was interesting and not too totally crazy. What I do with these... Oh, I forgot. There's one other part to this. There is, in the cover, there's a little hole that... Let me think how this goes on. This dust cover, by the way, also kind of magnifies the sound. There we go. So now back on. This one seems a little bit off-center. But anyhow, the dust cover on the opposite side from where the key is a little hole where you can put attachments like rockers or little things to make mobiles come out of the top of your music box. And there are all kinds of attachments you can get for those. But, yeah, it's all very interesting. What I do with mine is that I make stuffed critters, animals, or shapes like hearts. My favorites to do are teddy bears and hearts and the occasional cat. Although I did enough cats last year to last me a while. I have a list of about 25 different things that I do. And I do about 4 sizes. I do miniatures, which are a completely different sized musical movement. They're about 1/2 inch by 3/4 inch and probably 1/2 inch thick. Or no, probably 1/4 inch thick. They're really, really, really small anyways. Those ones are usually just about 3 inches tall when I finish them. The smalls are 6 inches tall, the mediums are 9 inches tall, and the large ones that I do are 1 foot tall. I make them out of crocheted yarn because it's much easier for me to make shapes out of crochet than knit. But I do have a couple knit patterns for things that I hardly ever use, but I do knit. Anyhow, what else? How to make these child safe. I don't have all of mine done, but I did all the ones that children would most likely be interested in. I took some JB Weld, which is actually pretty easy to work with when you're blind. It comes in 2 tubes that are kind of long and skinny, and they're kind of like toothpaste tubes. One of them is the base thing, and one of them is the accelerant or whatever the thing's called. And you mix the two in equal amounts, and then you put it on whatever you want to permanently glue. And believe me, the stuff is really, really, really strong. So what I do is I just squeeze the tubes in equal amount, and then I use a toothpick to put some of the JB Weld on the inside of the winder key. And then I screw it onto the music box. There's a screw where that goes. And then I just let it sit overnight, and it's all good and ready to go. I always give them a test twist to see, just to make sure, because, you know, sometimes if you're at the bottom of your batch of JB Weld, it just isn't going to take. Or if it's, you got to work fast with JB Weld. You got about 20 minutes before it'll get too congealed to use. And you don't want to do it on a hot day because it'll congeal a lot faster. But, yeah, you just give it a test twist just to make sure that a little kid isn't going to be able to twist it off and swallow it. And most of them, I'd say 2/3, and actually I've been getting better at it, so it's, you know, always getting better statistics. You know, they come out pretty well glued. As a matter of fact, I'm still working on a process for getting the miniature music boxes glued because they've got a different kind of winder key. And the first set that I did, it glued the key in so well that I couldn't wind it, and I couldn't unwind it, so that wasn't any good at all. But, yeah, music boxes are cool. I think I have 300 and, I want to say 350 tunes, somewhere in that neighborhood anyways. I have got probably over 1,000 music boxes total because I usually order several of each. On the website I go to most, which is nationalartcraft.com, you have to order a minimum of 3 of each, and you have to order $45 worth of merchandise. Now, the good news is that you get a little bit of a discount if you... Well, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. You get a little bit of a discount when you get up to 10 and then 25 and then I think up to 50. However, it seems when you get to 25, it drops you just under that $45 limit. So then you end up having to actually order 27, you know. So it's a good and a bad thing. But I think I've actually got a good deal of what National Art Craft has to offer. have to check their website again, see if they came up with anything good. I haven't been there in about 6 months because I've been focusing on soap-making things. But, and now that I've finished a very large Afghan, I think I can actually pump out a few music boxes now. Get back at that. But anyhow, I hope that was interesting. And I can be reached at tifflblack@earthlink.net. That's email and MSN Messenger. My Skype is tifflblack. Have a good day, all, and have fun crafting.